Once again, let's get back to Milo's Internet Marketing on TalkZone.com.
Welcome back. You're tuned to Milo's Internet Marketing radio program on TalkZone.com. Reminder to go to our website, milosinternetmarketing.com. There's a lot of things there for you. If you're trying to build your business up, trying to get started, don't know where to go, go to our website and just look around, take your time, and go through it and see what you like, what you might want to look at. One thing I suggest, whether you're a beginner, intermediate, or really a pro, look under newbies and look at that CD we have to offer free, actually DVD. That's free for you. We just ask you to pay postage, and it's just a wealth of information there. Also, we got some great clubs for you to join that helps you with trafficking, help you with, you know, a good way to make money is affiliate marketing. You sell other products for them, and it's just a great way to look at different avenues and how to find programs that are selling and that will sell. There's ways to get traffic. Traffic's the most important part and probably the most difficult, and we'll talk about that. Probably the quickest way to get traffic to your site is PPC, pay-per-click, that costs money, but there's ways of doing that that very cost-effective. My suggestion to get started to see how well it works is go to ask.com, and underneath there they have a great program where you do the same thing as you do with Google, but they have that for Yahoo and Ask, where they put those ads on. They're not only cheaper, but they will help you with the design. And once you see it's, they've got some good wording on there that's good feedback, then you can step up into Google. What I worry about going right to Google when you first get your website on is that it's just can be losing money, tossing money away. You've got to have kind of a good way of reaching people and the right wording, because every time a person clicks on that link, it's going to cost you money. And sometimes you get – there's ways that Google has protection, but not necessarily. I can go to a link and click on it 10 times in an hour, and if they're paying a dollar a click, that's $10 going to cost that person. Now, they can see if it's coming from the same link or the same IP address, the same IP address 10 times in a row. They won't charge the person for 10 times just for one. But if I'm in a place, in a library where there's 10 different computers, I can go to 10 different computers and within 5 minutes have clicked on that. Now, I'm not saying to do that. I'm not saying people do that, but some people do. And that can be expensive. It can be kind of dangerous. So make sure you have this all built up first, and go to Ask and talk about go to advertising websites, and it's a great avenue and way to look and way to get started. Talk about, you know, people still, the question I still get a lot is, how do I find what to sell? When selling a product, a lot of people make the mistake of developing their product first and then trying to find a market for it. Of course, the process should be reversed. So when they come to me or call me or email me, what can I sell to make money? Well, that's the wrong approach to take. And then sometimes I say real nicely, but they get upset because that's not the way they want it. I want to sell bottled water. So that's not going to sell well on the Internet, because I can go to Sam's Club and buy it a lot cheaper. So you need to have the process of reverse that most people have. Find a market first that spends money, then find out what they want, and then give it to them. That's how you do it. And that's what we're going to talk about this portion of the program. It's certainly easier said than done, but there are a lot of places online where you can do your market research for free. There's places that will charge you to do it, and that's a possibility to think it through. But do your own research first, and then go to somebody who will charge for it. Because if you do your own, you have a better understanding of what you want to do. If you give everything, outsource everything, then you have no idea what's going on behind the scenes, and that's not a good business sense. These market researchers have done most of the work, will do most of the work for you, but you need to know where to go to find out what you want to do so you can connect the dots and you can make your business successful. We'll walk through the process in a few different ways. For starters, be aware of trends and current events in the real world. Read several newspapers each day or magazines, both general and niche specific. Go to the any store, the shopping center store or bookstore, and look at all the magazines and find a magazine up there that piques your interest, and get an idea of what they're talking about in the magazine. Watch the news. Listen to the radio. Sometimes you hear or read something that will stick with you. Record it, you know, not only in your mind, but record on a piece of paper, because you're going to get a lot of these things bouncing back to you. And after several weeks of research, you're going to go crazy. So get a little notepad and write it all down. The Lycos Top 50 is a site that reviews the latest trends and looks for hot topics to explore. Also, Yahoo Buzz, that also is a website that will give you the topics that are really hot. Now, knowing if you're going to get into selling something, it could be hot for 6 months, a year, 2 years, maybe 2 weeks. So you want to, if that's something you want to do, and there are marketers that go from hot topic to hot topic to hot topic, but you need to get in there early and quickly. And that's where you need to look at setting up a mini site. And we have a guest coming on in a couple of weeks that will talk about mini sites and how to set them up. And that's a one-page site that just kind of you can set up within 15, 20 minutes, so you can find something that's just beginning to become a hot topic and then grab onto it and put up your mini site, and you've got it. But again, Lycos Top 50, search that, and also search in Yahoo Buzz. Another great one to look at is eBay Pulse. And you get a great idea of what's going on with eBay and what's selling big and what are big right now. It'll look at the categories and find out what are profitable, what's selling on there. So these are places that you can go to look at to find what's hot. Even if you don't want to go month to month with new topics or several months, you can still find something that's selling consistently over a period of time and find your niche. But you don't necessarily want to selling paperclips and then find out nobody's buying paperclips. Also check the largest stores to see what they're selling. What's the big item at Christmas time? What are they selling right now that's really important and great? If you go on the internet right now, you're going to find lots and lots and lots of back-to-school sites that are selling things at a very reasonable price, because that's what's hot right now, back-to-school. eBay also puts out a PDF report on their hottest category of the month. Go to eBay, Pulse, and you can get this information. It'll let you know exactly what's selling and what's not. Now you have some potential sub-niches to work with. And then you want to see how much of a market there is. So now I like these three items to sell. Now, what kind of a market is there? Just because the sub-niche is popular doesn't mean that people are spending a lot of money on it. That's the other thing. It might just be something that's kind of people drool about and think about, wonder about, but they don't put their money down and purchase. Amazon is a great place to go to see what exists on any given topic, and also what books are being written on the topic. If there's a book or two on the topic of things you want to sell, you've got something. If there's no books on the topic you want to sell, you want to be a little more cautious, because there are authors that just go through the process of what we're doing, except going to websites, they sell books on these current topics. So if you find a good topic you like, but there's no books, there's not really a market out there. If there's no magazines, go to the bookstore, look at all the magazines. If there's no magazine that anywhere fits your niche, then there isn't a market out there for it. There's a small market, but not one that's going to make any potential money for you. So there's a couple of ways that you need to look at sorting this through to make sure you have a niche that you like, but a niche that's also going to sell. We want to be certain as possible as we can that our niche is focused enough to make some money, but not too big that it's too broad. So head over to Overture Resource Center. Just Overture will take you there in the Google or Yahoo Overture, and click on the keyword selector tool in Overture. And then enter your niche and see how many times that keyword and all related keywords, how often they've been clicked on for the past month. And that gives you a great idea of what people are looking for. then look for something with at least 10,000 searches over a month. Anything less is not going to do any good, because remember, you have hundreds of millions of people on the internet, and you know, 0.00001% is enough to make a go of it. That'd be about 10,000 searchers that are looking for the topic. And you also want to look at not more than 100,000, because if you get one into 100,000 keyword searches, then probably the market's too big. So you want to find something that's in between where it's going to fit for you. You can really make a go of it, because if it's the big market, you're going to be in competition with heavy-duty people that know how to sell the product, how to have a large email list, how to be able to pay for good pay-per-click prices, and that's going to put you out of business. You won't be able to compete with them. So really, 10,000 to 100,000, anything in there as far as amount of clicks for a month is a good niche that will help you. Remember that Overture searches are for Yahoo and their partner sites, so measure the numbers of searches on Google. I usually estimate 5 to 10 times the number that comes with Overture. So if you search Google, it's going to be way overboard because everybody goes to Google. But there's many other search engines that people are using, millions of people are using. Don't ignore them. Overture kind of caters to everyone else but Google, just about everyone else. So the reason I say go to Overture is that's going to help you with all these other search engines. And sure, people go to Google to search something, but a lot of go to Yahoo. A lot of them go to these Netscape people. You know, just go to different ones that have their own search engines, and you're going to be surprised the amount of people still using them, and your name's going to come up there because you're using their keywords and their products through Overture. But remember, whatever you find on Overture, multiply it 5 to 10 times, and you'll have Google's number. So that shows us that Google way outweighs all the other ones, but that's a large hunk of the amount of people that internet use, but there's another big hunk back there of people that don't use Google. So go after them, at least starting out. It helps a lot. Sure, you want to say, well, I'm ranked one in Google, but in some ways, a smaller company, I'd much rather be ranked number one with Yahoo. I'm going to get more people purchase because the larger percentage of people out there. I'm happy with the number of searches at this potential niche. Once you're happy with it, then you can maybe look at pay-per-click. And as I said, Ask has a great pay-per-click. Right now, they have a special going. If you add $50, they will add $50 to it. And because they're out looking for people, too. It's everybody's looking for things, things to sell, places to rent. Everybody wants to do things because the economy's not there. So now they're bending over backwards to get you as a customer. So use Overture's View Bids tool. That's a great way to get an idea of what's good out there for you. Again, we're just trying to get a snapshot or a pulse of the market. We don't need to know exactly the whole market or what's going on. Plus, the bid process, if you go through that, also tells you about the money-making opportunities of a market. As a loose rule, if the maximum bid results are between 30 cents and 200, this is on pay-per-click, if the results are between 30 cents and $2, it's a good indicator that people are making money in this market. It's kind of what they call the magic window. Anything less than 30 cents, you can get some things for 5, 10, 15 cents, 20 cents. It kind of says that market's not too big. There isn't a need for it. But 30 cents to $2, now $2 is an expensive bid. But if something's going for $2 a click, every time I click on that button, the Google gets $2. That tells me that's a pretty popular niche. People are vying for it, and so there's a opportunity there. So don't overlook that opportunity. Don't be afraid of the $2. But if you go to $3 or $4 or $5, then unless you're a big business corporation, it's pretty much out of your market. But look at again the rule, the magic window, 30 cents to $2 pay per click. So something to look at. Some other places to look at are a niche bot is a great one to go, since we're talking about niches, N-I-C-H-E-B-O-T. That has a wealth of information for you when you're looking for different things to sell online. It also gives you some ideas and some inner searches of things that are selling well. Sometimes the top 10, 15 things that are selling well, you're not going to be able to bust that market. So, you know, look down the list. A lot of times what people do on their keyword list is they take the list not at the top, but the words at the very bottom. So fewer people are searching those. If there's a lot of people searching the top name in your web list, hundreds of thousands of people, and the bottom list, there's not many searching, that still is a good number, because if that many people searching, there's a good percentage of people down at the bottom searching also. So take some of those ones in the lower quartile and look at some of those products to sell or to offer or to look at. Google Groups is another good one. Another great one that is kind of new but is becoming very popular is called Delicious Popular. Delicious Popular. And that kind of talks about some of the popular niche. They change rapidly. Every week they have a whole new list of things because things come and go. Now, a lot of people, especially hyperactive people, like to constantly change what they're selling. And so it's a Delicious Popular is a great website because every week there's new things that are beginning to sell rapidly. You put your mini site page up in one day, you could have it up and running. Might take 24, 48 hours to reach the search engines, but you're going to have it up there. If you have a mailing list, send out the emails and sell it. Now, a lot of people can be selling dog products. And then as a side product, they sell all these hot niches. So they put something up for 3 weeks and kind of sell quite a few, take it down, put something new up. It's a very easy way to do it. Mini site marketing is becoming very big for quick, fast items that come into popular vogue and then go out. And there's things that do that all the time. And the best way to look at that, or one of the best ways, as I said, is eBay Pulse, because it gives you an idea of what people all over the world are searching for. So target Google, but also target Yahoo and Ask and these other secondary websites, their search engines, because really they have a lot to offer. Google is the top. AdWords will give you the best return, but it's also the most expensive to start out with. And again, look at magazines.com to see if your niche has a magazine. Look at what the ads are doing, what the topics are, so you have some idea of how to set up your web page or mini site with information from those topics. Look at Amazon. What are they selling? What are their popular things? So there's a lot of ways to go about getting your niche. But again, don't pick the niche and then try to sell it. Don't pick the item and then try to sell it. Find out what's in the market, what's going to sell, and you save yourself from kind of just throwing money away. So there's a lot to look at, a lot to sort through, a lot to think about, but niche marketing can be very profitable, but you have to use your head and think about some of the things that you need to address before you begin to put up your website. We're going to return shortly with Andy. You're listening to Milo's Internet Marketing Radio program on TalkZone.com.